Blog Talk Radio.
And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountain, and break it in pieces, and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after that, the wind was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. Verse 12 says, and after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in a mantle and went out and stood in the entering in of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? Praise God. In other words, what are you doing here? In the Living Bible, I want to read that passage once again. It says, "Go out and stand before me on the mountain." And the Lord told him. And as Elijah stood there, the Lord passed by, and a mighty windstorm hit the mountain. It was such a terrible blast that the rocks were torn loose, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was the sound of a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak, and he went out and stood at the entrance of the cave, and a voice said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Receiving instructions in the quietness. Oftentimes we find that it is not in the hustle bustle. It is not in the ranting and raving of life that we find that we are able to hear the voice, the true voice of God. When we are busy, when we are distracted, most often those are times in which the enemy causes us to get in a place to where we begin to take alternate courses in life, where we tend to get off track, where we tend, praise God, to go in a direction other than what God would have us to go in. Why? Because we're so distracted, we're so diluted in a sense, that we're not clearly hearing the voice of God. You can't hear when there's a lot of noise. That's really what it is. There's a lot of noise going on in your life. And it is at those times that we get confused. We tend to think that what we thought was the voice of God really was not his voice. That we were hearing some things, but it wasn't his voice. Those things that we thought that we mistaken that to be God's voice and his instructions, we find that it's hard to be able to comprehend and to hear because there's so much going on. There's so much noise happening in our lives. And in the noise of life, we begin to become distracted, if you will, complacent in the sense that we start to think that God, what I thought was your voice, what I thought you were saying to me, that really wasn't what it was. Praise God. We find here in this passage that is before us, Elijah, the great man of God, whom God had used to do many, many mighty works. Praise God. Elijah found himself in a place, praise God, after he had such a great conquest. He had dealt with the 450 prophets of Baal. Praise God. They were not even true priests of God. They were not true prophets. And after the great conquest on Mount Carmel, when he had dealt with these 450 prophets, and there was a showdown between whose God truly was God. And Elijah prevailed because God was with the man of God, and God caused him to be able God was magnified in this man on that particular day. But then we find just right on the heels of that, which oftentimes seems to be the case, after such great conquest, there seem to be times of great misunderstanding, great depressions, times of great grief or sorrow that seem to ride on the heels of great conquest. Why it is to keep us humble, praise God, that we will always depend on God. No matter what great things God does by our hands, we still must continue to trust him all the way to the very end. Elijah learned, as well as us, this very important lesson that it is not in the noise of life. It is not in the times when a whole lot of stuff is going on. God was giving him an object lesson, as he is to us today. oftentimes when we see all the activity, we think God is moving. God is doing an awesome thing because there's much activity, there's much things that are going on in our lives, around our lives, and through our lives. But it is not in these things God is teaching Elijah as well as us on today, my sisters and my brothers. That is not in these things that God truly begins to speak to us. But it is in quietness, when we're settled, when we take an opportunity to steal away from stuff and things. And this is a great lesson that we must take from our Lord, Master, and King. That is Christ Jesus, who is our supreme example. Oftentimes, Jesus would steal away so that he may have communion with the Father. And he knew that this was the only time in the quietness that he could truly hear the voice of the Father. So it is with you and I, only in the quietness of life that we can hear the true voice of God. It says that initially he had Elijah to come to the mouth of the cave, because he wanted to teach him something. Elijah, seeing all of this activity that is going on, how magnificent it was to be able to see all of these great things. When the strong wind arose, so much so that it caused the rocks to be broken away from the mountain. But guess what? The Bible says that God was not in the strong wind. Glory to God. He wasn't in the strong wind, though it was pounding, though it seemed it was powerful, though it seemed that God was moving. And he was like, wow, whoa, God is doing an awesome work. The Bible says God was not in that. And then after the strong wind, it says an earthquake. Oh, God, save me. When the earth begins to shake and quake, praise God, certainly God is in that. That's a powerful move of God. God certainly was in that. But we find in Scripture that God wasn't even in the earthquake. For the Word of God says God wasn't in that. And then after the earthquake, verse 12 of the 19th chapter, it says a fire, another great, an awesome event to happen in the earth. But God was not even in the fire. And after the fire, here comes the still small voice. God showed him all of those things. He allowed him to experience all of these things. Why? He allows us to experience those things so that God may show us. It's not in those things, the noises, the great catastrophes and the calamities of life, that God is moving. Oftentimes in life, when we see these things, earthquakes and landslides and tornadoes and hurricanes, we say, God is moving, praise God. But it is in these things that he teaches us that we must be quiet, just as he did to Israel. When things were happening around Israel, they thought, surely we're about to be destroyed. Surely we're about to meet our demise, because they were looking at the calamities and all of the noise that was going on. They heard the thundering of the chariots and the horses as they were approaching them, and they were locked between the sea on one side and the approaching army of the Egyptians on the other side, and they had nowhere to go, and they were listening to all of these calamities and all of the noise and the destruction that seemingly was going on. But God says unto his people, even while they were experiencing those things, Moses, also, they shook up Moses so that even he got shaken, praise God. And the people said, what are we going to do? And Moses said, I don't know. And he's going to God. And he said, Lord, how are we going to get through this? What? And God says to him, what is that in your hand? But first of all, God has to speak to people, and he lets us to know, first of all, he says, be still. Can't you hear his voice in the midst of your calamitous situations? He says, be still and know that I am God. Don't get distracted. Don't get perplexed by all of the noise that is going on in your life. But you must take a posture at that time to take a step back and be still. Know that I am God. And then while you're dealing with that situation, he comes right back immediately and says, and be still now, and I want you to see. After you settle your mind, praise God, you have to bring your mind in. And knowing that he's God, that means he's got control of the situation. He's God of all. And if he's not God of all, we know he's not God at all. But the Bible says the earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof, the world, and everything in it belongs to him. So the Lord of all of the universe, he says, bring your mind in, be still and know that I'm God. And then be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Watch me work out circumstances and situations in your life, but you cannot receive those things until you first quiet yourself. He told Elijah, don't get caught up in all of the calamity, the noises of life, but bring it in. Bring in your mind. Bring in your spirit, praise God. In a place of quietness, you got to then begin to rely on not what you see and what you're experiencing, but what you know. He says, know that I'm God. You know who you're dealing with, Elijah. He says to us, you know who you're dealing with, praise God. For it's in the quietness that God began to speak. Once he got him settled, once God gets us settled, then he can speak powerful words that transforms our lives, transforms our futures, praise God, transforms, hallelujah, our destinies. He gives us powerful instructions in the quietness. Oh, glory to his name. When God came to Elijah after all of these things, and he got him finally to quiet himself, God says, now, listen to me. What are you doing in this cave? What are you doing here, Elijah? Talk to me. Why are you here? You just seen how powerfully I worked in your life on the mountain of Mount Carmel. And he says, you did mighty things that I did by your hands, and I showed you how powerful of a God that I am. And yet you're in the cave now because you have become afraid because of a present additional calamity that has come up. And did not you not know that if I could deliver you from 450 prophets of Baal, and I could show myself strong through your life as he dried up, praise God, the trenches of the water, praise God, around the altar. God did all of that, and yet Elijah found himself yet still not trusting. God says, what are you doing in this cave? God says to us, why are you so excited? Did not you remember what I just did in your life and situation? Why are you yet now still not trusting? Why are you still not yet believing? It's in quietness that he comes to us, and he begins to give us instructions as we are still and we're quieted before him. Because it is at those times that Elijah knew that the sound of the gentle whisper was God's voice. He realized that God doesn't reveal himself only in powerful, miraculous ways. To look for God only in something big, that is, in big church rallies and church conferences and highly visible leaders and situations, praise God. It may be an opportunity to miss him because he is often found gently whispering in the quietness of a humbled heart. I hope to God that you heard that. He's often found not in the big, boisterous times and things of life, but oftentimes he is found gently whispering in the quietness of a humbled heart. Are you listening for God? not in the noise only, but in the times in which you know that God lets you to know that here I am, and this is me now speaking into your life and situation. We have to be in a place where we've got to be able to settle ourselves to be able to hear God. That's why it's important, beloved, that we understand that it is so powerful and important for us as believers to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. The Bible says that He abides, our bodies are the temples of the Holy Ghost, and He guides us. He speaks to us oftentimes from the inside. And it is in those times that if we would just listen carefully, that He will guide us to do great and awesome exploits on His behalf. Step back from the noise and activities of your life. We get too busy sometimes, so we have to allow ourselves to step back for a moment and listen humbly and quietly for God's guidance. It may come when you least expect it. Oh, glory, hallelujah. It may come at a time in which all of the noise and all of the things that are happening to distract us have taken place. Then God will come in and says, now, do you hear me now? Glory to God. We certainly thank God on today for each and every one of you because it is important for us to know that it is not just in powerful things that God is truly speaking. He needs us to be able to be still enough to hear Him, even in quietness. God bless and God keep you, is our sincerest prayer.
Thank you, Pastor Phil, for that inspirational word here in the studio. And we're now down to our commercial break. This is Glenda Phil, your host here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio.
Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a global outreach church focused on the mandate of God to equip, empower, edify, encourage, and educate the people of God in this kingdom. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, join us every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a church on the move for God.
Do you need marital counseling to deal with your marital issues? Do you want resources to help enhance your marriage? Log on to www.godsanointedministries.com to get in touch with Glenda and Rufus Fields. You can also check out their latest book on marriage called Diary of a Man, Heart of a Woman as a Self-Help Tool. Check out God's Anointed Ministries today. It's always time to pray. Pray for our families, kids, and nation. Join Pastor Rufus and Glenda Fields of Timely Kingdom Objectives each Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to pray. The call-in number is 1-605-475-4700, access code 126-580-#.
And welcome back to Real Talk here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. I'm Glenda Fields, your host, and I am joined in the studio with Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Timely Kingdom Objectives, and God's Anointed Ministries, where the man of God has been discussing the Word of God through a biblical teaching called Receiving Instruction While in Quietness. And we're now down to the last 5 minutes of the segment. We will give Pastor Phil the opportunity to close us out in prayer or to give inspiring words to the radio listening audience today.
Amen. And praise God. Certainly we thank God for this opportunity on today. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we certainly give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. God, we thank you for these that are listening on today. God, we thank you for these powerful words, how you speak to us, not just in the times when there's noise, God, when there's powerful activities going on in our lives. But oftentimes you choose to speak to us in quietness, when our minds, when our hearts, when our spirits are settled. Lord, speak to us. Speak to your people, God. Let us not be easily intimidated, Father, by all of the noise, the distractions that are going on in our lives. But teach us to be quiet. Teach us, Father, in stillness to receive the instructions that only come through you, to seek your sincere voice, God, in the time in which there's so much noise going on around us, God. We pray that we hear the clarion call, Father, that only comes from you and through you. We speak, God, concerning leaders around the nation and around the world, to the, God, that they began to hear your voice, Father, to the people of God, the mighty men and women, God, who continuously, every day, Father, they put forth their efforts, God, in order to be the light that you're calling us to be in times like these. You told us to let, not to make, but to let our lives so shine before men that they may see our good works, God, but give you glory, the one which is in heaven. We thank you today, God, as I pray for each and every one of my brethren. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, that you are, through your spirit, God, you're leading and guiding, you're directing. You're keeping us, God, you're guarding, you're guiding, you're providing, you're protecting us in times like these. We thank you, Father, that even in 2017, God, you're still doing a mighty work in the lives of your people. Help us to hear you, God, especially in these last and evil days. And I declare and decree right now, God, by faith in your Son, Christ Jesus, God, that you're going to move powerfully in the hearts, lives, and minds of your people. Cause us, Father, to be able to walk out our destinies as it pertains to your will, God, for our lives. That in the end, God, that all of these things, Father, may be for your will, your purpose, and your glory. As Christ Jesus, our Lord, taught us to say in prayer, let thine will be done, thy kingdom come in earth, even as it is in heaven, so let it be in the earth. In the name of Christ, our Lord, we pray and ask these blessings. Amen. And thank God.
And thank you, Pastor Phil, for that word of encouragement through prayer. And we're at the last portion of our segment here on Gospel Anointed Ministries Radio, the Real Talk segment. Let us know how you are enjoying the Real Talk segment, and you can do so by contacting us via the website, and I will give you those, www.godanointedministry.com, as well as www.ghkc1.org. Let us know what upcoming show segments you would like Pastor Phil to do teachings on, or specific topics and subject matters you would want him to teach on for clarification in this time and in this season. You can also encourage the man of God by sending him an email at gam@godsanointedministries.com or pastorrufus@ghkc1.org. In this time and in this season, you can avail yourself to assisting the man of God in preaching the gospel throughout the entire nation, as well as internationally in the world, through your monetary donations and through your support, sponsorship, partnership, as well as through your volunteer services. And you can do that via the website. And once again, those websites are www.godanointedministries.com and www.ghkc1.org. Thank you for tuning into the Real Talk segment and listening to the show. This is Glenda Fields, your host, here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio, bidding you God's favor, God's love, and God's speed.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs.
This is only temporary.